Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Renee Bayer, not Kent Key, unfortunately for you, who is a community CWP trainer from Flint. My name's Irene on there, but I go by Renee. And I've played a dual role on this project. I'm both with the Community Health Scholars Program, the associate director who gave out the funding and had some oversight staffing from the program itself, from the postdoc itself. And also, I was an academic trainer in Flint. Unfortunately, Mr. Key could not be here today because of the parade. He had needed to move towards the airport more quickly. So what we're going to do is I'm going to describe, this presentation will describe the process and results from adapting a local policy advocacy training, CWP, NWP, for use in Flint, Michigan. Close by, but a different community. We have nothing to disclose. The learning objectives for this portion is to recognize the importance of affecting underlying social determinants of health through policy change to improve the health of community residents in Flint, discuss the process used in Flint to adapt this training, and to discuss our lessons learned. Changing policy is a step on the road to changing social conditions and bringing about real community change. I'm going to tell you about how the Flint Community Health Scholars Program site moved communities working in partnership into action in that community. So on this slide it says the road to improve communities. That's really appropriate for Flint, Michigan, because that's the birthplace of Buick, where Buick got its start. It's also the birthplace of the UAW. And so with the decline in the auto industry, this community has faced a lot of challenges, both, you know, employment, education, and health disparities as well in the community. But also possibly because of the legacy of the unions, it's a really well-organized community. There's a lot of activism in the neighborhoods, a lot of community leadership and resilience in that community. I've worked in Flint since 1993 as part of a community-based public health initiative, which was initially funded by Kellogg to develop models of community-based public health. And so really we can say that Flint is also one of the homes of CPPR, Community-Based Participatory Research. Partners in Flint and Genesee County agreed to join the National CWP Project because of a common recognition that to improve the health of the community, to eliminate health disparities, and to promote health equity, we in the public health field have to address social determinants of health, such as education, access to health care, and race and racism. Otherwise, we will not have a lasting impact on health outcomes. We've also come to the conclusion that we must impact social determinants of health through policy change, for example, addressing underlying social issues to reduce violence and crime. And CWP training gave the organizations more tools to take on policies that affect quality of life issues for neighborhoods and for youth. So these were the members of the planning team that Chris talked about that came from Flint. And Genesee, and it was comprised of trainers from community-based organizations, the local health department, and academic partners. And we've been working together. These are folks who have been working together since 1991. The partners are the Community-Based Organization Partners, CBOP, and that's an alliance of about 20 CBOs, community-based organizations, who come together to identify issues and refine collaborations with agencies and universities. And you can see the lead partners there that were involved with CWP. The Genesee County Health Department was the practice partner, lead one, and then the University of Michigan School of Public Health was the lead academic partner, and you can see the specific groups, Community Health Scholars Programs, and our PRC and our Office of Public Health Practice. Flint and Genesee County planners participated in planning the two-day training so it would be relevant for the leaders in Flint, and they identified the trainers from their organizations and local community. The 22 attendees came from CBOs, agencies, and universities. The planners organized a local case study for the second day of training. A panel presentation by representatives of the SMART Coalition provided an illustration of a local advocacy campaign to impact tobacco policy. Okay, so in this picture here, this is a picture from our training. Now, where's my arrow? There. So this is, I just wanted to let you know that this is Mr. Key, and that's who you're missing today. And so you can see I'm sitting right here next to him. So, you know, we don't look that much different. So. Following the two-day Train the Trainers workshop, a one-day workshop was developed by Flint Genesee County Trainers. This gave us an opportunity. We put those skills right into practice right away. A broad representation from local groups was invited to attend. The group included both adult and youth activists. The one-day workshop focused on a subset of topics from the original training, including policy versus programs, power mapping, advocacy strategies, and designing an advocacy campaign. All of the CWP materials were adapted to make them our own. We incorporated pictures from Flint, pictures from the earlier training so they could see people that they knew, examples, and exercises. All of this was adapted to relate to Flint. 24 participants completed the workshop. At the end of the workshop, participants completed an evaluation that showed very positive results, and we offered to come to their sites to provide similar workshops and technical assistance. Following the workshop, we sent out emails inviting everyone to attend subsequent community-wide policy advocacy activities. Several follow-up activities have taken place in Flint and Genesee County. The first activity was a policy panel. Local politicians discussed issues with a focus on proposed state-level legislative changes because there was a lot of activity at our state level at that time in 2010 with a change in our legislature that affected cash assistance, pensions, and university funding. Following the panel, CWP trainers described the CWP training and offered to bring the workshop to organizations. And subsequently, we were invited and conducted a power mapping exercise at the meeting of the Flint Neighborhood Roundtable. And power mapping in Flint has been a particularly popular exercise. I'm going to describe that a little bit more in detail from the training. But I did want to mention that the community leaders also arranged to have the activities taped and aired on public access TV, which has given it broader exposure. Okay, so power mapping, just to highlight another one of the very practical activities in the CWP training, is a way for us to understand the power structure related to local policy issues. It's a way to identify who has the power to make decisions that affect specific issues and to identify who is working with and against the advocacy group, for example, who benefits by keeping things the same. This chart, we put that up on the wall, and we use that to help participants identify and discuss who has the power to make decisions, who are the key players for a given policy issue, where do they stand, and how much power do they have to win or block the change. So the trainers spend time in identifying really important or key policy issues that are going on right there of concern, and participants then break up depending upon their interests in those issues. And so the beauty is that they can actually name specific decision makers in their community, and they can use it right away, put it right into action in their groups. So, for example, this is different. Okay, and for example, if you identify, oh, I click it. Oh, thank you. Click like that.
Enter.
Oh, thank you. So, example in Flint. If we specifically were looking at enforcing anti-dumping laws and the groups identified the police chief was a decision maker or important.
There you go.
You didn't train me on this.
Sorry.
Okay. So you can see that then the participants would move that person to where they would be able to affect that decision, and they can think about that specific person and how they have to work with that person. And you can see if they have high decision-making power or low decision-making power and in what ways. And they know the builders. See, I'm good on this. In Flint and Genesee County, we've learned several lessons through participation in CWP. It contributes to the ongoing work and helps to generate new policy efforts. The training creates a climate that brings people together just by like being part of these exercises to make change. It builds people's skills and it builds their relationships right in the training. And following the workshops, participants reported feeling more confidence in their abilities to make changes in their communities. The training helped us learn how to focus our efforts more effectively where we could have some impact. And particularly Flint trainers remarked that they felt that subsequent policy activities that they were doing in their communities were much better attended by community community residents because we had there was more leadership throughout the community with these kinds of skills. It's actually catalyzed policy change in education. For example, many of the group used those skills right away to help one of their members, one of the CBOP members, run for election for the school board. Ella Green Moten is her name, and she actually won and is now a school board member. Another coalition in Clio schools focusing on healthy kids learn best used the training to have impact on nutrition and physical activity policies in the middle schools. They got policies changed that eliminated sugar beverages and treats and changed PE curriculum policies and policies. And here's one more example from the power mapping. The Sprout Coalition in Flint, which is a childhood obesity prevention coalition, they used the power mapping exercise. They mapped it all out, and they wanted to develop a model obesity prevention resolution. They had a model that they were going to use to do that. So then they started conversations. They identified the mayor, Mayor Walling, as a key decider and went to talk to him. And his recommendation was that instead of doing the model obesity prevention resolution, instead they work with him on the Flint master planning process. And so several of the members are now on the advisory committee and content experts for that process. So over last year and this coming year, we're working to plan and conduct additional workshops for organizations by invitation and applying for funding to continue our collective advocacies for changes in the school system and mental health and other social determinants of health. There's a lasting list of resources in Flint that people can contact to schedule the training. That includes Suzanne Kupel from the Health Department and Mr. Key from the CBOP and Arlene Sparks from Genesee County Community Action Resource Department. And this is a quote from one of our attendees from one of our trainings. The most valuable information that I received from the training is that I can make a change. And now with all of these new resources, I now have a clear understanding on getting the ball rolling when dealing with change in my community. Thank you.